This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is Verde Bio Holdings, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol VBHI. And with us today is the CEO and the president, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Scott Cox. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Glad to be here.
You know, for my listeners out there, bring us up to speed. Who is Verde Bio Holdings and what are you guys all about?
So Verde Bio Holdings is an oil and gas company that essentially operates almost like a financial services company. We acquire assets as in minerals, but we look for assets that are actually cash flowing. So they're creating the royalties from the oil and gas wells drilled on the minerals. And we acquire those typically on a multiple of monthly revenue is how we look at those. But we also look at engineering and some things like that. And we ultimately, our main goal is to build a nice diversified portfolio of oil and natural gas properties. As oil and gas prices continue to creep up, we're even looking into some good non-operated working interest things up in the Bakken as well. But for now, we're buying minerals and then and royalties.
Right now, I know you guys are pre-revenue to a little bit of revenue. That being said, on March 5th, you put out a press release stating that you are doing a Reg A Plus. Bring myself and my listeners up to speed on that.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so we got our Reg A Plus qualified. And to date, we've raised somewhere around, $750,000, $800,000 on that. The raise is at 1 cent, but we expect to do some multiple tranches on the Reg A itself. It's a goal to put out quite a bit of money this year and bring in some assets as quickly as possible.
You know, I look at a lot of oil and gas companies and mineral companies, and I think they're grossly overvalued, anywhere from $20 million to $56 million, and then some. I found your company, and the market cap is around $1 million. That being said, people that are listening to the show, why should they invest or even consider taking a look at Verde Bio Holdings?
So Verde is unique, as I mentioned, in the fact that we're buying assets, what are minerals, and those things are actually considered real property assets. So not when we do a deal, not only are we buying cash flow that brings revenue into the company, we're buying an asset that flows straight across to the balance sheet. So as we start to take these things down, like we have, we're on our third or fourth acquisition right now. But as we start to take these things down, We're building value in our balance sheet, and we're bringing revenue into the company. The other key thing is that when we acquire these assets, we have no liabilities, further liabilities with these things. We're simply buying mailbox money and cash flow. We get paid off the top. It's a gross revenue situation, and we don't have any further liabilities associated with these deals. We don't have an HR component. We don't have anything. It's simply cash flow and assets that coming into the company.
Today, you guys put out a press release about the Colorado mineral and royalty interest. Tell us a little bit about that and why you're so excited about that.
That's a great deal. We like Colorado a lot. Colorado's just has a great history of oil production, really good operators up there. The operator on this one is a company called High Point, which recently announced a merger with Bonanza Creek, which is a fantastic operator in the area. They know it. The area, the oil in that area is historically cheap to produce. It's profitable down to in the mid-30s. And so, we believe that they're going to continue to operate these wells. We've actually got 9 wells on up there. And we also believe that they're going to continue to develop the property through new wells and the drilled and uncompleted wells that are on the property.
You guys have got the Anadarko Basin, Oklahoma project. You got the Powder River, Wyoming project. That being said, how do you pick your investments? What's your background, and how do you associate your utilities, and what do you see that's the diamond in the rough, if you will?
Oh, sure. So I've been in this space for close to 20 years, and done a lot of deals, you know, with minerals and royalties and working interest. And I've managed to build what I believe is an amazing group of deal flow guys that send me this stuff that constantly, you know, put stuff across my desk. And, you know, through the years, I've managed to prove myself as a guy who can execute and not as just a tire kicker. I've always prided myself on responding quickly with a yes or a no. And so these guys really value that. And so when we look for deals, we're pretty much geography agnostic. We're looking at stuff in West Virginia. We're looking at stuff in the Haynesville. We're looking at even some things out in California. But when we look for something, what we look for is a good cash flowing property that's available at somewhat of a reasonable price. And then we start looking at the operator. We look at the wells. We make sure that there's no concentration risk in one of the wells, which if something happened to it, the cash flow would crater. We make sure that the operator, like I said, is well funded. I love actually doing stuff with publicly traded operators, so I can actually view their drilling plans. I can view their reserve reports with what they're valuing these reserves for in this area, which makes it to where I can keep my team lean and mean, and not have to employ a lot of scientific people to help me figure this stuff out. But ultimately, we just look for good deals and then you know, that are going to add value to the company and add a diversification. We don't want to be too heavily risked into one area. We want a nice mix of oil and gas, and we want a nice mix of basins as well.
My guest today is Mr. Scott Cox. He is the CEO and president of Verde Bio Holdings, Inc. Look them up. They're on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol VBHI. Scott, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
That we're doing the right things, that we're raising money. And yes, when you raise some money, there's some dilution there. But what we're doing is we're taking that money and we're putting it in the ground, and we're buying assets, and we're buying revenue, and we're increasing the health of our balance sheet, and we're increasing the revenue of the company. And that's the key. That's what I want people to see, is that I'm operating this company in such a way that I differentiate myself from a lot of the other companies out there on the OTC that aren't doing that. And not so responsibly, in that, you know, it's my goal to get this thing penny stock exempt and up on OTCQB and really make this the best company it can and increase the value for shareholders.
As for my listeners, this is my personal opinion. If you're looking to get on the ground floor of an exciting energy oil gas play, take a look at this company. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol VBHI. Scott, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come on the show every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I would love to. Thanks, Everett. I really appreciate the time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.